Dem Rep. Ivy, we could drop sanctuary laws in exchange for avoiding mass raids, but ICE should get warrants. By Ian Hanchett on July 10, 2025. On Wednesday's broadcast of News Nations on Balance, Representative Glenn Ivy, DMD, said that Democrats could honor ICE detainers and end sanctuary city laws in exchange for assurance that we won't have things like mass raids at Home Depots. But the Constitution already has something laid out. That's called the Warrant Clause. Host Leland Bittert asked if complying with ICE detainers would keep ICE from having to go out into the community to find criminals. Ivy responded that ICE largely isn't doing that. They're casting very broad nets and they're picking up lots of people who they think are Latino, and then they sort them out later. That's what's going on. It's essentially a racial profiling scenario. Later, Bittert asked, wouldn't it be a lot easier? Wouldn't Democrats have a lot higher moral ground to stand on if they said, look, we will honor ICE detainers, we will end sanctuary city laws in return for no raids at Home Depots? Ivy responded, I suppose you could do that. But the Constitution already has something laid out. That's called the Warrant Clause. And one of the reasons we have the Warrant Clause is because the British did exactly what you're talking about. Ivy also stated that ICE should get arrest warrants and local officials have to comply with those and criminals can be deported even with sanctuary laws. He also said that some people can be arrested without warrants. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.